Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Color Your Life Happy for Monday, June 27, 2011. I'm your host, Flora Brown, coming to you from Anaheim, California. Today's show will inform, inspire, and encourage you. In a moment, we will begin today's episode, Ghostwriting, What Is It and Who Needs It?, with my guest, Andrea Glass, ghostwriter, author, and copy editor. But first, I'd like to welcome all of you, my listeners. I'm so honored that you made space in your schedule to join us because I know you have many things to do with your time. Now, if you enjoy the show, I ask you not to keep it a secret. Tell other people about it who can benefit. And then send them over to my show page, blogtalkradio.com/Flora Brown. When you get there, the episodes are all there from the past 2, going on 3 years now of the show. You could also follow the show. There's a link that says follow the show. What that does is send you an email reminder each week about the show. Also, add yourself as a friend. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Now, some of you have always wanted to write a book, but you hesitated because you didn't know how to get started. Or you may be one of those people who've been writing pages and pages for months, maybe even years, but don't know how to get your book published. You can't believe how many people I meet who tell me that they've been working on a book for many years. Now, if this sounds like you, I invite you to my workshop, How to Write Your Nonfiction Book in 90 Days, Even If You're an Ordinary Person and Hated High School English. In this workshop, I will show you how to go from choosing your title, getting your book written quickly, and marketed effectively. Most important in this workshop, I'm going to tell you how to start earning money from your book even before it's finished. The next workshop is Thursday, June 30th, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's going to be in Fullerton, California. Go over to my homepage at coloryourlifehappy.com to get the details, or visit abookin90days.com. Either one of those will give you details. Now, the space is limited, and that's no joke. The space really is limited in the workshop, so sign up today if you're interested, if this is for you. Now, on this radio show, Color Your Life Happy, we talk about many ways to create lasting happiness in all areas of your life. And to do that, to get at that goal, each week I interview guests from many different fields, such as self-help, spiritual journeys, relationships, change in adversity, parenting, wealth creation, career, you name it. We talk about so many topics because, in my view, they all contribute to our lasting happiness. Today's episode is Ghostwriting, What Is It and Who Needs It?, with my guest, Andrea Susan Glass, CEO of Writer's Way. Andrea is an award-winning ghostwriter, author, and copy editor of more than 100 books and e-books in the fields of personal and professional development. Now, she works with small business owners and individuals to help them reach more people and reap more profits. That's what we're all looking for, through sharing their expertise in books and e-books. Andrea is a popular speaker as well as an instructor for University of California, San Diego, California State University, San Marcos, and MiraCosta College in Oceanside. She's an active member of Publishers and Writers of San Diego, San Diego Writers Editors Guild, and San Diego Professional Editors Network. It is my pleasure to welcome to the show, Andrea. Hi there.
Hi, Flora. It's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for making time to join us from your schedule. I know you have quite a list of things that you're doing because you're doing your own writing and you're helping others, so that's quite a task. So I'm going to jump right into what we're all here for, and that is exactly, what is ghostwriting, and what does a ghostwriter do?
Well, I'm really glad you asked that question, because when I tell people I'm a ghostwriter, they get all excited. Wow, I've never met a ghostwriter before. But then they're kind of wondering, what does that mean? And I tell them, no, I don't wear a sheet over my head and sit at the computer. But in a sense, a ghostwriter is behind the scenes, because my name is not on the cover of the books that I write for other people anyway. But in my view, a ghostwriter, for me specifically, it's I help somebody do what you're doing in your workshop, get that book done. They may have gotten started or they may not have gotten started. They may have written for years and they haven't finished the book, but they want to get a book done. And as a ghostwriter, I can help them at whatever stage. So a ghostwriter basically writes the book or helps the new author write the book. So the end goal is to have a book. The potential client has an idea or has gotten started or has gotten halfway through or almost done, but I will come in there as a ghostwriter and help them complete it. And that might be anywhere from starting the book from scratch to cleaning up what they've already written.
Okay. So when people come to you, they typically have an idea, at least, if not already some material written.
Well, it comes in all stages. They might have nothing, but somebody told them they really should write a book for their industry to improve their credibility in their industry. So they might not even know what they want to write about, but they've just gotten this bug that they need a book. Or they have a lot of ideas in their head. You know, I have these ideas and I want to write a book. I have this interest. So another part of my job as a ghostwriter is to help them clarify what is the purpose for writing the book, because that's going to help us come up with the best idea. If you just want to write a book for fun and you don't care about selling it, then you can write a book about any interest you have, because there may not be a market for it. But
right,
if your goal for writing is to make money with the book, then we have to look through your ideas and find one that's popular enough that you have a big enough audience that you're going to, you know, have a profit from the book. So the very first thing I do as a ghostwriter is send my prospective clients a questionnaire where the first two questions are, what is your purpose for writing this book? What is your motivation? And two, what is the reader motivation? What will motivate a reader to buy the book? And until those first two questions are answered, we can't get started.
Those are two very important questions, because I would think that most aspiring authors, if they've never been published before, are focusing on this great topic, they think, and they're not thinking of the reader in particular. What will make the reader want to pick that book up after it's written? That's a very
important
question. Exactly.
How did
you get started? How did you get started in this?
You know, I was writing books since I was very young, when I was in kindergarten, first grade, second grade. I was writing poetry. I was very verbal. I was writing poetry, and in elementary school I wrote songs for school plays and assemblies, and I was always writing, and I made little books. And as I graduated college as a teacher, I was advised that you can't really make a living as a writer, so I went into education. But over the years, I always had that writing bug, and I took writing classes, and one writing class that I took had us review a school play, and once I reviewed it, I said, I love reviewing. I love giving my opinion. So I said, what else could I review? Restaurants? Too fattening. Okay, let's see, what else? So I decided to review videos. At that time, videos were hot before DVDs. So I pitched it to a local newspaper, and for a year, I wrote video reviews. Then I took those copies of those, and I pitched an idea to a new magazine, and for 2 years I wrote local stories for a magazine. And then all that, you know, that writing bug came back to me, and so I started working on some books, and I spent many years trying to get them published. I went to agents and publishers, and I had an agent for a short while, but I didn't get anything published. And I said, you know, this isn't making a living at writing. That's what I was told. But what if I wrote for other people? And sure enough, the first time I placed an ad, I got a ghostwriting job. And I found that it paid the rent, you know, whereas doing my own books, because at that time self-publishing wasn't that popular.
Right.
And I was going the traditional route, looking for a publisher, and it was not that easy because I had no real background to sell myself to a publisher. So I got my first ghostwriting job, and I wrote a book, believe it or not, on how to find an honest auto mechanic, which is totally out of my realm of experience. Mm-hmm. But the book was so good that I won the San Diego Book Award for Best How-To Book. And
that's wonderful.
I know. It was really exciting. It showed me that I had a skill that I could market. So
wow.
That's how I moved forward in ghostwriting.
Matter of fact, that sounds like a good series. How to find a good blank. Because
how to find a good lawyer, how to find how to find an honest home contractor,
right.
How to find an honest how to find honest elder care, child
care.
There
you go.
We had a whole series in mind, and then we just kind of lost the momentum because of financial backing that we were looking for. But definitely writing a series is excellent, and I love to work with writers who have an idea for a series because that means continued work for the both of us. And most writers don't make a great fortune from one book. They make a better business from several books or books, workshops, classes, workbooks, you know, a whole series based on that subject.
Yes.
So
exactly.
I like to teach people also how to build a business around their book.
Right. That's very important. That's exactly what authors have to think about going in. Now, who needs a ghostwriter? What is the typical kind of client that comes to you and maybe that works best with your services? You know, who are the people that are best for ghostwriting?
Well, they can be either individuals who have an idea for a book or business people who want a book to enhance their business, to build their credibility and that sort of thing. And they might be anyone from just a, from a self-employed business person to a CEO of a company. So either the CEO doesn't have the time and the individual business owner either may not have the time or doesn't know how to make the time because we all have the same amount of time, but it's whether...
Sure.
Writing a book becomes a priority for them. And I know as a business owner, I always put my client work first, so I often find that I don't have time to write my own things. So it's a real juggle. So time's the biggest problem. Second, the skill set. Who needs a ghostwriter is someone who knows that they're not a good writer. I mean, there's plenty of people out there who write and they aren't good writers, but they don't know that. So my client is someone who knows it and they know they need help, you know, not someone that I have to convince that they're not a very good writer. I don't want to convince people of that. With self-publishing, a lot of not very good stuff gets published. But the person who knows they're not a good writer, they don't like to write maybe. People come up to me and say, oh, my gosh, I hate writing. I hated writing in school, and I don't even like writing emails. So that's a great client for me. And then someone who is really committed to doing a project, you know, writing a book, but they have no clue what it takes to write a book. I mean, they look at books and they say, oh, my gosh, how do I get from my idea to this book? So it's the time thing, the skill thing, and then the knowledge about how they write a book, how the process. And they also have to be willing to invest the time to work with me, and they have to have some money. You know, they have to have a budget for this. If they don't, they'll write their own book. They'll self-publish it, you know, for a minimal amount of money, and it may or may not be very good. So this is someone who's really committed to knowing. And if they're going to put the money into it, then they have to be pretty serious that they're going to do something about making a profit out of it, you know, hiring a publicist or learning how to market the book. Because if I tell people, here's the investment you're going to make in the book, let's make sure that you're looking at getting a profit out of it so you can cover the cost for ghostwriting and then go on to make a profit with it. So I help people sort of look at the big picture and start thinking a little bit about marketing up front so that they see the value in paying for the ghostwriter services, because otherwise if they don't see the return on investment, they're going to gasp at the price and say, oh, I can't afford that. Well, you know, this is a business investment.
Yeah, I think that what you offer them, in addition to the ghostwriting, of course, the marketing and the business setup is going to save so much money and time on the other end, because one of the problems with self-publishing, if you don't have some guidance from someone like you or like me or coach, then you're going to waste a lot of money. You're going to waste a lot of time, perhaps. So I would think an investment with you saves money and time on the other end to get that knowledge, because it's taken you many years to get your knowledge and
That's true.
Be able to benefit from it. There has to be a tremendous benefit for a writer, an author, especially a new one. So that's great. So it sounds like most of us can benefit as long as we're ready to invest time and money in it. We're ready to commit to the project, and we acknowledge that we don't have the skill set or the time to do it. So that sounds like quite a few of us could fall into that category. I want to right here ask you to tell us how people can reach you, because I imagine there are people listening who are thinking, I think I'd like to investigate getting a ghostwriter because I am stuck and I am recognizing myself in this in these things. So how can people best reach you to learn more about your services or to hire you?
Well, I do advise people to visit my website, which is writersway.com. That's WRITERSWAY. And read through my website, see a little bit about me. And I have a contact page. And on the contact page, you can fill out what you're interested in. If you're looking for copy editing or ghostwriting or coaching, you have an ebook. I have different fill-in-the-blank things. And then what I do is I set up a free 20-minute consultation because I do like to connect with people. I don't like to keep it so impersonal, like the internet is impersonal. You find me online, you don't know who I am. There's obviously a picture of me on my About page, and you'd be surprised how many people don't have their photograph up. But I want to make a connection. So you fill out the contact form on my contact page, or you can send me an email, Andrea, A-N-D-R-E-A, at writersway.com. Or you can call my voicemail number that's on the site, 858-350-5235. Then I usually set up a consultation with people through email. We find a good day to talk, and we can do it by phone. We can do it in person if you're in San Diego, or we can do it by Skype if you're overseas, because Skype is wonderful to work overseas.
Yes.
But
yes.
I usually like to have that 20-minute consultation to get started.
Okay.
And the best way is through email and the contact page. And on that contact page, you can also tell me a little bit about your project. So that way when we talk, I have an idea of, you know, what the subject matter is. Because if it's a subject matter that's totally foreign to me, if you're writing a book about something that I just don't have a connection to, I will email you back and say, this is not for me, but I might recommend someone else.
Okay.
Because I don't like to work in areas that are really foreign to me. I think one of the things you're going to ask me, and I might just touch on that now, is how does someone choose the best ghostwriter?
That's
and
what
that
I
is
was going to ask.
That is by finding someone that that you have a personal connection with, that you feel comfortable with, because we're going to be working together as a team. So we want to feel comfortable on a personal level, such as we communicate well together, we respond to emails, we make our appointments, because I make appointments with people to stay accountable, and if they don't show up or they don't call me, I don't like that, you know, because if you have a timeline and I want to help you write your book in 90 days, as an example, we have to write a chapter a week and you don't send me the chapter when you're supposed to, then we're not a good fit, because I want to guarantee that you'll get your book done in 90 days, and if you don't follow through, you know, then it's really hard for me to work with you and to hold that commitment because I'm highly accountable. So you want to have that personal, similar values, I call it, and one value for me is responsiveness and communication. And the second thing is you want someone, obviously, with a good skill set, because you want to look at some other things they've done, but also that they have an affinity for your subject matter. And I don't have to know everything there is to know about when I write books on business, because I haven't ever worked in a large company, but it couldn't be something highly technical, like, solar energy, or I did a book on options trading that was a nightmare because I just could not grasp all of the charts and all of the technology of trading that I don't have any experience with. So you want to find someone that has, and I have referral sources to people who are good in specific fields. Like I don't do anything medical, but I do holistic health. They're totally diametrically opposed. And I don't have an affinity for the medical technology, but I do for holistic health. So, you know, I do spirituality, but I don't do religion. See, so you want to find someone who really grasps your subject matter, because they can enhance it. They can add to it for you.
Certainly. That's wonderful. I'm glad you mentioned that, because I was going to ask you next, when people are not a good match, are you able to direct them to other ghostwriters? Because I would imagine that most of us, even after we find you, we really don't know where to go next if we need to. So that's wonderful, Andrea, for passing that information on. Now,
I do try to have a good list of referral sources. By the way, I do want to add, though, that they should interview at least 3 ghostwriters and get some referrals and see some of their work. Because they might be all over the place with skill sets and experience and cost. So you do want to compare, you know, 2 to 3 at least.
And speaking of seeing their work, since the ghostwriter's name is not on the book, the ghostwriter would have to provide you with a list of what they've written, correct?
Right, and I think it's best to get permission from the client, which I haven't always done because I kind of know my clients that would be okay with it and not. I had one client who wasn't okay. I had put their project on my website. And so because some people might not want anyone to know that a ghostwriter helped them with their book, so you would want to make sure, like one of my clients, I would say to him, I have a client coming in who is interested in holistic health, and we just finished this book on, I'd finished a book for him on obesity and how to eat healthy, and is it okay if I let this person know about you and if they want to call you for a referral? So because you are a ghostwriter, some people might have a lot of confidentiality issues about their project.
Right.
So it for me to send someone a referral and some information about what they've done. So sometimes it's best to just send them what I've written for myself.
Right.
Like I have several e-books and articles and blog posts and that sort of thing.
Okay.
And that way at least they can see my writing.
Yeah, that's important. Now, one of the big issues I would imagine that comes up, and you've mentioned it already, when you talk about the investment of money, how do ghostwriters charge, and what can people expect in terms of fees?
You know, I haven't looked at what other ghostwriters charge recently, but I know that the big names in New York charge anywhere between $20,000 and $50,000 for a 200 to 300-page book. And in smaller areas, like, you know, I live in Southern California, which is not necessarily smaller, but when I'm not working with, let's say, if I'm not working with a celebrity or a CEO, which I haven't worked with, I tend to price my costs based on an individual basis. So it's based on sort of what I think the client can afford realistically and what will cover my time, because I have to estimate how much time is involved for me. And because sometimes I'm doing more editing than writing, and sometimes I'm doing some research, when a project is brand new, it's awfully difficult to figure out how much time it's going to take. So over the course of doing this for over 10 years now, I've come up with somewhat of a formula that runs between, let's just say if I'm doing strictly editing, it's approximately 2 cents a word, which means if you had a typical page is 300 words, and let's say it was a 150-page book, that would run close to $1,000. But if it was ghostwriting, where I'm doing a lot of writing, it's more like 20 to 25 cents a word. So that would run about $75 a page. So a 150-page book would be $11,000. The typical ghostwriting jobs I do run between $5,000 to $10,000 and sometimes up to $15,000, depending on the number of pages. So it averages to between $60 to $70 a page, $60 to $75 a page. And if I do a flat price like that and not charge hourly, then I tell them that they get up to 2 edits, which means I can go through the book twice after it's done. And after that, we'd have to have an extra cost. The other thing I do is if I charge a flat price and the project's going a lot faster and I'm not putting as much time, I tell them that I'll adjust the price down. But if it's going and taking way longer, like they're coming back and back and back and back every time, you know, we do a chapter, then I tell them about midpoint that it's going to be more. And I always tell that up front. I put that in my contract. The price may be adjusted at some point during the project if it's going in a totally different direction than we estimated. Because there's no way to know. I have never worked with this person before. Let's say I don't know if they're going to be easy to work with. They're going to be kind of a difficult to work with. You know what happens? Sometimes they get everyone in their family involved. Oh, my husband doesn't like what you did. Or my husband thinks I should change the whole table of contents. My business partner thinks I should change the title of the book. So, you know, so many different things happen like that that I can't estimate up front.
No.
That's it generally runs with those costs that I gave you, and then I sometimes have to estimate, adjust it up and down. I try to be very fair. If somebody is having a challenge, say I can't pay this, then I break it out into payments.
Right.
The most important thing for me is the relationship. Is this going to be a good relationship?
Right,
is this going to work for both of us? Am I going to enjoy the work, and are they going to get a good product? And if that's the case, I do my best to work with that author so
within
that it can be
budget.
An enjoyable experience for both of us.
Right. Speaking of enjoyable, what kind of projects have you worked on that you've enjoyed the most?
Well, this recent book that I did for my 93-year-young client, he's wonderful.
Uh-huh.
We've done about 6 books together. It was on obesity. And what I liked about this project is that I did a lot of my own research. And this has been an issue for me as well. I've had weight challenges up and down my adult life. And I got to, and because we're working in natural health, I practice natural health, it was very close to my heart. And I got to develop a table of contents, which I really enjoyed. It was kind of like the problem and then the solution. And
right,
I talked about all the different problems that adults and children have and the diseases and the media and fast food and time. And I was able to just kind of create this book with, you know, his input. But more, I did more of the writing, and I did a lot of the design work. I came up with the cover, and I came up with some cartoons that we used inside. And it was just a fun project because it was creative for me. It was more creative for
that's
me than
great.
Working with someone like the options trader who gave me all this content that I had to manipulate into something that the general public could understand, but I couldn't even understand it. It was extremely stressful for her. And, you know, when you're in business for yourself, you don't want to create extra stress.
Exactly.
And so that's why I'm very particular now about the projects I take, because I want to enjoy my work. It's stressful enough having to deal with challenging people and, you know, continually getting new work and marketing yourself. So I want the work that I do to be enjoyable, and I want the people I work with to be, you know, fun and responsible and easy to get along with and meeting timelines. And, you know, because the exciting thing, Flora, is when you have that book in your hand, and you know what that feels like. That is the most exciting part of my job, when someone finally gets that book and they send me a copy of it and I have it in my library and I say, wow, this is a book I helped create. And that's the most fulfilling part.
For you and for them, too. That's a wonderful partnership. I like the fact that clients can count on you taking their projects when there is a personal connection, a good skill set, when they're responsive and you know that the two of you are going to be able to work together on that project. That sort of sets you up for success right from the beginning, and I think that's so important. We're at the end of today's show, would you believe, already?
Oh, that's fun. It's been really fun.
Thank you. This has been so enlightening because so many people, I'm sure, have not known exactly what ghostwriting is. Now we do, and now we see where we fit in terms of needing your services. And now we know how to reach you at writersway.com or email you at Andrea@writersway.com or give you a call at 858-350-5235. Thank you so much for sharing your expertise and your advice and your time with us today. I want to thank all of you who tuned in. Remember that you can listen to this episode later on my show page, blogtalkradio.com/Flora Brown, or send people over there to listen to it. Next week, I'm going to be celebrating the 4th of July with my family, so I'm going to invite you to tune in again on Monday, July 11th, 2011, at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I have an exciting show planned for you that day, so be sure to tune in. In the meantime, sign up for iTunes, because that way you can get the show automatically delivered to you in the event you can't be on live. Thank those of you who were over in the chat room and those of you who dialed in. I appreciate your participation, your live participation. Thank you again, Andrea, and have a blessed week, everyone. Remember to color your life happy.
Color your life happy.
Color.
Every day you can choose. If you choose happy, there's no way you can lose.
Color your life.